In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Matt Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are
Live Next Door.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Happy Monday. Y'all know where you can find us. It is Guys Next Door. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow us on YouTube, Guys Next Door Podcast.
We're actually starting this year off great because we're giving y'all bonus episodes already.
Y'all getting everything.
We've been bullshitting, Patreon. But now we won't. This year, I'm putting my...
Listen, it was a new year, new us. So Patreon, we got the bonus episodes over there. So make sure you head over to patreon.com/GuysNextDoorPod. Pick up your keys, become a member today. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Guys Next Door Pod, All Uniform. If you got a letter, you want to complain, whatever you want to do, we're going to make sure we read your letters in 2022. Make sure you send it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. And today we have a very special guest, a friend of mine, now is a friend of the show. We got the very, very funny Reg Conquest. You may know him as Insecure TSA Bay. You may know him as... whoever he played on the Michael Che show.
Huh? He called me Reggie.
We got Reggie.
Yeah, Reggie. I don't know why I stopped. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Reggie sounds stupid.
Mouse sounds stupid.
He does. That's why they introduced me as Mouse Jones.
Okay.
I've never heard anybody call you Reggie Conquest.
Everybody calls me Reggie.
No, they be like, come to the stage, Reg.
I hate Reg.
Reg is so regular.
I hate Reg. I always hated it.
No.
Reg is because, regular.
Maybe I got an uncle named Reggie, and everyone calls
it's
him
really
Reg.
Reginald, but I couldn't.
No, I know it's Reggie.
I was really about to say
no,
that.
I definitely know it's Reggie.
I knew
it. A black man from Philly whose name is Reggie.
Is Reggie.
I know it's Reginald. Not Rejoth.
Coming to the stage, Reginald Conquest.
Is Conquest your last name?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah. That's actually dope.
A lot of people thought that was a made up name.
Stage name?
Yeah. I thought it was.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until I started it.
Because it's like a. It's very stage.
Yeah.
It's like Red Conquest.
Oh, you should look up the origin or the so whatever
story. How you tell like the joints? Like that's your sex name? Like you
Reg the Conqueror?
Reg, I've never said that, but I've thought of it, but I've never said it.
Ooh, said, what's your name? What was the time when you was done? And you was like, yeah, I'm Reg the Conqueror, Reg bitch.
I used to try to call myself Reg Quest, all this goofy shit. My brother does that. My brother calls it, like, his Facebook name is Don Quest or some shit.
That's fire. Reg Quest is terrible. Mm-hmm. You can't have a hard, you can't have like a soft letter before the quest.
R is soft?
No, the G is. Reg Quest. That sounds weird. But yeah. Don, it's a hard
name. Yeah, my brother's name is Donald, so he goes Don Quest.
Mm. And that kind of sounds like one name if you say it fast. Like, yeah, oh, man, that nigga Don. Oh, you better watch out. Don Quest looking
Don
for you.
Quest pulling up.
You'd be like, yo, Reg Quest looking for you. Tell that fat ass nigga I'm ready.
But Don Quest, I'm old.
Oh, hey. All right.
But back to you. All your accolades and all the HBOs.
Yeah, what is your really favorite so far?
My favorite thing.
What is your favorite... achievement so far, because in 1 year, what a lot of people considered a pandemic, you took off.
Oh yeah, pandemic was lit. I ain't gonna lie, that shit was good.
You did a lot.
Pandemic was
every
good.
Time I turn TV, I'm a real HBO guy.
Yeah,
and I love my black people. You'd be on there.
Yeah, it was a pandemic was dope. Insecure was probably the biggest, but I didn't realize how big Insecure was.
Go to LA. Honest. You go to LA?
Yo, oh, I went to LA.
You. I'm surprised you weren't at Insecure Fest and all that.
Oh no, I skipped all that.
I was about to say it wasn't. Oh, he was on tour. You had a show somewhere.
I went to the
last one because I'm cool with a couple people.
After all that stuff, I was like, damn, I should have been more
involved.
But I didn't realize
they love that shit.
I didn't realize how big it was. Even in it, I'm like, all right, because I was working 10 years and not, you know, stand up takes forever. So I looked at it as like a job. Like, all right, bet this is just a job.
That show put a lot of people in.
That's the platform.
I didn't realize it until afterwards, till it was over. Like, damn.
You still go to LA right now, they're gonna show you so much OD. Love.
Bro, I went to LA.
I be telling Cerrone, somebody, you was on one season, my nigga. And one they love you.
Season. And then they treat that nigga like God. Love. Yo, you seen when he came? Oh, no, you left. When I put that nigga at Trap Karaoke, son, they treated him like
yo, bro. God.
I said, bro, that's what I want. I wanted to go to Trap Karaoke.
No, you didn't. Shut up.
I did. I was in New Orleans or some shit.
No, you were in stupid ass Missouri.
And I was watching. Oh, I was in Missouri.
You was in Missouri.
I was watching it on my snap. Like, fuck.
That insecure.
I didn't get no. Bro, I didn't know the watch party shit was a thing because I didn't get that. I didn't do the watch. The pandemic happened. And I just didn't know because I didn't watch Insecure before being on it. So I didn't realize how big
that
shit was. You
should be tearing them HBCUs up. Whoever the agent is dropping the ball. Like, you should be doing the Insecure. You were a character they love. Nigga.
They love.
Like, you can be doing same shit that DC and Chico and all them doing and killing. You could be on that same tour.
I've heard this. And you know what? I don't know if it's late or what.
It's not late.
All right, well, I'm going to get on. But no.
Insecure just ended.
Yeah, I know. But my agents are doing good. I mean, I don't want
to. No. They definitely are because you had a hell of a pandemic.
But they're forgetting the niggers. Yeah. They're not feeding the niggers.
They need to feed us. The Negroes, spiritual.
I was like, all right, you know what? Because I didn't really embrace being insecure and TSA Bay. I didn't even. So I was like, all right, I'm going to come out. And I sat on the panel. Some girl hit me up. I forgot her name, but she hit me up to do a panel.
You could have just said somebody hit me up. Some girl, I forgot her name.
She hit me up to do a panel and sit. And Jay Ellis called. And the fans was asking me all these questions. And at the time, I still didn't watch season 1.
You didn't watch the show.
Two.
He's just like,
you're terrible.
So I was just up there like,
you're looking dumb.
Like a fucking idiot. Like, why am I here?
Have you caught up since then?
Huh?
Have you caught up since
I've caught up since then. Okay, I've caught up.
I hope even if you didn't, I hope you didn't.
The way he looked at me, he's a liar.
I've caught up.
What's Issa's boyfriend's name?
Oh, no. I was always Team Lawrence,
me?
Though.
Really?
I was not even from.
His last season, he should have lost it, man.
No, just from watching the show on the timeline. That's how I used to keep up with Insecure. I knew about it.
You won't miss anything in that way.
Huh?
You won't miss anything
in
that way.
Yeah, so I never felt like I needed to watch it because it was always a topic of conversation, and I always knew what was going on, so that's why. But it was certain, like, they was talking about the songs and certain moments, and I'm up there like, oh, yeah, y'all see my scene? Like, I didn't know shit.
Yeah, I was tearing that ass up.
Yeah. But no, that shit was huge, man.
I mean, Insecure holds a nice place in my heart.
It's a good place, man. It's a platform.
Because you know my family worked on that show.
Yeah, that's a fact.
My stepmom was a head locationist.
Oh, shit.
And my little brother was a PA for like every season.
Mm-hmm.
On the
little light-skinned nigga running around.
Oh, man. It was the first set I was ever on, but it was the blackest set I've been on.
Yeah, it's dope.
It's great.
It's dope. I love it.
I can't wait to see what comes from it. Like, I can't wait for the Insecure movie.
I feel like there's going to be so many.
It's going to be a movie?
I mean, there should be.
Sex in the City.
Oh, yeah,
had
Sex
two
in the City
movies.
Have two. Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
mean to tell me Insecure with how much people care about it ain't bruh. Getting a movie? I'll burn down.
I'm gonna get an Insecure tat.
Facts.
Where'd you get it?
Where'd you get it?
Probably right here.
On your thigh?
Insecure.
You gotta get it
four.
Somewhere you're insecure about.
I'll get Insecure season 4 right here on my thigh.
Fire.
Let me ask you this. It's not serious. It's just a fun question. With podcasting being so big and, you know, everyone being able to pick up a microphone, it kind of skips that level of people wanting to be funny, so they try and be comedians. Do you find it like, kind of like what I asked Steve, like, do you find that, like, people aren't really respecting the craft as much because there's these other mediums to be funny?
As far as stand-up,
Because, like, a big podcaster would be like, oh, I'm doing stand-up now. Or there'll be a big Instagram.
Yeah, actors do that all the time. Like, I remember seeing when Jeremy Piven got in trouble, Me Too or whatever. He was at the comedy clubs doing stand-up. And that's the thing about stand-up. Anybody, if you decide to do stand-up tomorrow, you tried stand-up.
Yeah, I came in doing stand-up.
Yeah, so it's like anybody could do it, you know. It's just sticking with it. Do people cheat and go on the podcast? I don't know. I think podcast and stand-up is two different. Way two different things.
I think I can make people laugh on a podcast, but stand up, I'm good. I'm positive I'd fold over.
Yeah, it's two different animals. Like, y'all did y'all live podcast. I missed that too. Oh, that was a tornado. It was a tornado.
You missed definitely. You could have came.
No.
The tornado did not touch anything around.
But that was definitely that was really crazy,
like,
weather.
God day. Really was like, I was y'all good. Literally. We only did it because of you. You were the connection.
Well, yeah, But I had to work, and I you know.
It was crazy outside. That day was crazy.
It was crazy.
We still sold it out.
We sold it out.
I know.
Probably could have did 2-3 more shows that night.
But it was just.
Y'all doing another one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, of course. Yeah.
It looks good.
We'll bring you out, you know.
Come through, pull up. But yeah, I think.
Don't bomb.
Oh, man, I'm going to have fun.
You think you would bomb in front of a podcast crowd?
No. I've been doing pretty good in front of all black crowds again.
Yeah. Insecure brought you back home?
Yeah, it brought me back.
Bites your roots.
It brought me back because I started the Laugh House, which is a black-ass club. So, you know, then you move up New York and it's all white. So, you know, white people give you a chance to, like, storytell and...
Show your emotions.
Show your emotions.
Kevin Hart's the only black comedian, I think. I mean, and Chappelle, obviously. But I think Kevin Hart's the only black comedian that gets where it gets black people to be like, listen to this story.
Yeah.
Other than that, you got to come.
I like that.
But I think Chappelle's, just because we have Chappelle's show and he could show you a story and tell you at the same time.
I think you also go to Chappelle and Rock for different things. You go to Chappelle and
I'm
Rock
at
for like
I'm mad at Dave.
Observation.
So I don't really talk about it so much. Yeah.
What did he do?
He bamboozled me in 2021.
I know what he's about to say.
Going to see that stand-up at Hollywood Bowl. I was bamboozled. Because all I did was watch
it. Because it wasn't
movie.
A stand-up. It was the documentary show.
He said no jokes.
Ryan came back to record the episode the next day. He was pissed.
He said no jokes. I paid like $350 to watch a movie. Most expensive movie I've ever fucking saw in my life.
Well, I mean,
wasn't bad.
With Dave Chappelle, he can literally go upstairs. Like, I don't even... I just want to hear this nigga talk.
That's what I'm saying. But him and Rock are like cultural observers.
He didn't talk.
Now.
He didn't talk. Came out a movie. For all I know, we got there at 8. He came out at 11:30.
No, so he did.
He probably could have pulled up at 11:30. Then he came out in a suit. Once he came out in a suit, I knew we was trouble and he wasn't gonna say no jokes. Dave don't wear full 3-piece suits. When he did that, everybody was tight.
Ryan
just
came
me.
Back to the studio the next day. He was like, he gave Nas the microphone. Nas gave it back.
Nas was like, nah. He's like, yo, Nas gonna perform. Nas, he said like one word. He was like, I came to watch you, bro. He was so
tight. I've seen him put people on the spot like that. I've seen like Busta Rhymes and all these dudes.
Yeah, like, nah,
and
bro.
He'll have a mic and he'll say DJ and they'll perform.
But Jazzy like Jeff, Philly, cool, dope. And then that was it. Everybody was like, yo, no jokes.
Hey, man. No.
There's no hey, man. $350, baby.
Have a $350 for
the $350?
$350.
Is that because of L.A.?
And you know,
no, because everybody thought it was going to be a comedy show.
Shook your phone and everything. Nick's going to have... I got my phone. You know, I'm from Brooklyn. But all this stuff, and you don't say no jokes. Is that the Hollywood Bowl? You know how many people fit the Hollywood Bowl?
No.
About 70,000, something like that. Something crazy, something retarded.
Sold it out.
Was it 70,000? It's something crazy. 40,000, 50,000. He sold the shit out.
Oh, he did sell it out?
Yeah, he sold it out. And I was in the middle tier, so it's $350. There's still the 700s, 1,000s. You killed. You made like $1 million. And I heard zero joke. And this is just after his stand-up. Netflix joint came out. So I'm like, they on you. I know you got some jokes.
Got the heaters.
Only thing he said is, this was canceled. Looks like. Ha, I love it here.
Big applause.
Mind you, I still bought tickets to the April show.
If you go to the Comedy Cellar, you'll get... Well, but you pay $300-something, but he give it up at the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah, and
he'll stay on stage for 2-3 hours and just let shit fly.
And I'm obviously not that mad at him because I bought tickets to the April show at Hollywood Bowl, but it's like the Netflix joint.
Yeah, you better do your research.
I think this is the one.
Okay.
why'd you stop comedy?
I didn't like performing.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the performing aspect, and I didn't love comedy the way a comedian loved comedy. So I was doing these like it was a hustle for me. Like yeah. I'm funny. I'm able to control the crowd. I'm able to tell funny stories. I didn't curse. So I was able to make money immediately from comedy. I didn't have to.
Oh,
I
went straight into church.
I went straight into the. So that's how I met Chris.
Mm-hmm.
So me and Chris met at, rest in peace, Chris Cotton. We met at, what's that spot in Philly? Come on. I'm drawing a fucking blank right now.
I was awful at churches every time. No. Every time I start bombing, I start cursing.
What's the name of the
really?
Spot? Yeah, that'll get you. That'll
is
get
that,
you every time.
You think that that turns it back up?
No.
No.
Like, fuck shit. At, like,
you're, no. just, you're in a church.
You wanted to end. I wanted to get off. I'm like, all right, this is going back. Fuck y'all doing. And then, pull the mic, call the car. And then I would just
Warm
leave.
Warm Daddies is the club.
Oh, Warm Daddies.
That's
yeah.
where I met Chris Cotton at. I met him at Warm Daddies. And at the time, it was me, Fudge, and this guy, Chris Williams, who is front of State Property Movies mm-hmm. and all that, Paper Soldiers. So we were like the Christian comedian people of New York.
Mm-hmm.
So then I met Chris Cotton. I was like, I like that. I like yeah. I because
Chris was good at that.
I literally brought him up there, and it was like we could have did our sets anywhere. Mm-hmm. I just chose to do it in church because I was getting paid.
Mm.
And he was somebody I was like, and just like the way he attacked the craft, I was like, I don't love it. Like yeah. he loves this.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I was,
yeah.
I was like, yeah, this is probably gonna be my last year doing it. I just got to
figure. You did it for like a year.
No, I did it from 2000. I came home from the Navy in 2011.
Did they ever boo you?
No. I was all church crowd, so he was either going to be quiet or you wasn't going to boo because I was going to
But you couldn't
you.
Curse.
Mm-mm. But that was the best part about it.
Because you got to learn
with
how that, to...
With church people, you just realize they want you to, they either want you to be really churchy, which I wasn't going to do,
mm-hmm.
or they want you to be really ignorant.
Mm-hmm. With no curse words.
With yeah. no curse words. So like take them right to there? The level. Like it sounds like I'm about to curse and they would love it.
Yeah.
So they know what you want to say, so they laugh.
Because they want to say it.
It was all, when I first started, it was all cussing for me. Like, I thought I needed that at the time. Mm-hmm. I was asked to do, like, I need to curse. I need to. And, you know, I just wasn't good at them shits.
Nah, like, just being able to not curse had me ready
now
for, like, hosting.
It.
Everything.
Yeah.
Because now
yeah.
they'll be like, yo, don't, I mean.
You don't curse when you host now?
Now I do. Yeah. But okay. I don't need to. Like, yeah. I can host, like, when I host, like, NBA shit, I don't curse. Like I'm able to still control the crowd without having to curse. But if
That's
it's like trap
gift.
Karaoke
That's
or a party yeah. or an event like that, oh, I'm
That's what they want to hear. You know, they come out and I noticed. Like I went to my first trap karaoke, so don't feel too bad. I went to my first trap karaoke,
very first one.
Yeah, but he's always on the road. I'm not there.
We've been friends forever.
I'm just never like you know. I got shit too.
It's a good time. I went once.
Yeah, well, me too. Same thing. See, I went once. But LA, we went there, and I've seen him host so much. Mm-hmm. But me seeing him in that element and controlling that crowd, it has to kind of right. roll over to where he started in comedy. Because mm-hmm. if you're not that, you know, if you don't have, you have so much pressure on you. And if you're not that confident with going up there, regardless if you're booing, regardless if you're cursing, regardless of anything, then it just won't work.
Yeah.
And to see his confidence on stage, which is like seeing you, like being in, you doing so much in HBO and this and that. It's like your confidence is building and building and building yeah. and building. Regardless of what the people see and what they say, mm-hmm. you know you're getting better and better.
Yeah.
So
especially with Red. Red is such a, that's the thing with comedy, right? Like a lot of the comedians, they are themselves, but yeah. it's like this character of a self that you've created. So Reg is this like, he comes on stage and he gives off this like shyness. And then the jokes he's hitting you with, you're like, this motherfucker ain't shy. It's like you have this aura about you. It's like, take it or leave it. But these jokes yeah. are so smart
mm-hmm.
that you're like I don't want to say you're a bitch, but you have these jokes, specifically the watermelon one,
uh-huh.
where I'm like, oh, that joke is so sharp and so smart, paired with this like not confident, calm demeanor he's giving off on stage. It's like the perfect marriage.
New York audiences taught me to like, this will work or it won't.
Right.
You know, I only got that when I got here in Philly and at the Laugh House.
It was more.
You had to,
Bring it every time.
You know
like,
what I mean,
I mean, so, you know, you don't bring it every time, but you had to be.
Ant is really good at. Ant still has that Philly.
Yeah, Ant Moore.
Ant Moore. He
talked like he got peanut butter in his mouth.
Well, I thought he did. I thought he had a cleft.
Ant is the sneakiest little. Yo, everybody think Ant's so sweet. This nigga is dirty, bro.
Oh, he's a piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit.
When we was at that show, a few other, I said, you ain't shit.
Yeah.
I want you to know you ain't shit.
Ant is a piece of shit. And it's
so
hilarious,
funny.
But Ant got so much shit coming, but he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, ants hilarious.
I think like with you, not a lot of comedians can act.
You know, when people say that, I don't know what bad and good acting
is. I won't say comedians. Well, I will say that too. But a lot of people that do stand-up, it does not reflect on the screen. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, you didn't seem like a comedian that was acting.
And me watching you on TV, like in my mind, I'm like, yo, he's funny. So he probably does do stand-up. But I didn't see that first. Mm-hmm. So I saw you on a screen first. So now I'm like, oh, you're an actor. And you might do stand-up, but I could see you and I see the longevity in what you're doing.
Insecure made me an actor.
Like, what do you mean by that?
Like, I wasn't acting before that.
Right.
That's my first role.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got this role. Now I'm like getting other roles. And now I'm like, all right, it's like changing my view on like, I got to start learning how to act better and take a class or something.
Read that Will Smith book.
It's making you a better person
than
ever.
What do you have against Will Smith?
I love Will Smith. I'm just not reading his book. I know what happens about Will Smith's life. He got a whole show about it.
That's not his real life.
I know.
And I only knew that because I read the book.
It's about Benny Medina.
I thought it was about his real life.
I knew that wasn't his real life.
No, I didn't know that.
See, I know about Will Smith.
I thought that was his like real life.
It's about who?
Benny Medina.
Who that?
You don't know Benny Medina?
Nope.
Big music TV guy. Sony.
Nope.
All right. Can't help.
But I know still didn't tell me who
he
was.
I just said,
that's all I know about him.
You read the book. You should know more. I just know that
all he said was literally like Benny Medina.
He was like the man. He was a drug dealer, wasn't he?
No,
he wasn't a drug dealer.
Jesus all Christ!
Right. Will Smith was a drug dealer on no. Only drugs that was on Fresh Prince is when Carlton took the speed.
He was wild, cool, man.
He was wilding.
That boy Will Smith was acting.
He was acting.
Listen to this.
It just happened,
man. Ben Vereen?
Woo, boy.
You think I wanted this? That nigga said, congratulations, Phil. You a better man than me. He said, it's not about that, Lou.
I want that scene. I want a scene like that.
That's what I want.
That's a powerful scene.
In the book, literally, I was up to like 3 a.m. reading that book, and he just covered that part. He just covered like that part. Yeah.
You got your scene like that. But that's like Kev, like Kevin Hart. I don't know him. I can't call him Kev. It's like Kevin Hart. In the new show he has on Netflix.
True story.
I feel really good.
But no, there is no part like that.
No. I'm not saying there's a part like that, but this also is going to give Kevin Hart the light to do other shit like this.
The most fire shit about it is he created it.
He created
his opportunity to be seen different.
And that's what's fire about it, because when I watch it, you're thinking it's going to be the normal comedian shit making you laugh, and it got serious to points that it was dope and it was fire, and I'm like, okay, there's a bigger light on you now, which ends up helping you and everybody else out, because like you're more than just a funny person. Give him a chance to be something more than funny.
Oh, go ahead. You sound like you want to say something.
I was about to say the one scene that sticks out to me that's unforgettable for me for Kevin Hart is the 40-year-old virgin scene.
That just got fucked up together.
That shit's still funny.
And it's a fake Circuit City joint.
Yeah. Let me ask you this though, Reg, because what Ryan said kind of, is it enough to just be the funny guy? Like, is that okay for you? Or to some comedians, like, is everyone, and I guess I'm not asking you just for personally, mm-hmm. like, obviously you're in a community, so like, you see it. Like, is that a lot of pressure on everybody to not just be a comedian, not just be the funny person? Or is that okay for some? Like, is that like the antithesis for some people?
You talking about in acting?
What's that word?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I just want to know what you said.
I don't know what antithesis.
Right, okay.
You
the point
words.
Of it all.
Yeah.
That's what the word means?
Yes.
Okay.
So is that like it for like some people in this world? Like, does everyone strive to be more than the funny guy?
When you say more, what do you mean by more than the funny guy?
So like Will Smith, right? Talking about him, like,
but he's a
comedic, but he was known to be a comedic actor.
Did he do stand up though? Mm-hmm. Ever?
I think he tried it. Like, remember he tried it with Chappelle?
They ain't covered none of it.
But no, I don't think in his younger years. But Will Smith is a rapper
turned actor. All right, so for like you then, uh-huh. right? Like, if you just got comedic roles for the rest of your career.
Is that cool?
Would you be okay with that?
I think at some point I would want a different role. I would want
right.
You don't want to be typecasted.
I think right now I'm already typecasted. Like I'm.
What's your typecast? Like what do you think it says when you're
eating pussy? Goofy fat nigga.
Eating pussy.
Goofy fat. You want to claim fat so bad, bro?
You lost the weight. It's still in my mind. I'm still that guy. I'm still that size in my mind.
You know how I knew you still that size in that mind? Because you came in here with two a Fitbit watches. And an Apple Watch.
Nigga said, what time
you
is it?
Well,
if I
can,
if I track my steps, yo, I did 400 steps, which means it's 2 o'clock.
Locked up.
It's really in my head. Like,
is it like this? At 2:30, 2:45.
I recently brought this Fitbit because somebody said it was better. So I was like, let me check it out. So
you know
like,
how much money you getting to where you go, oh, that's better? All right, I'll go get it.
Nah, I'm not getting it, man. But I'm just saying.
It's a lot of money.
You know what you should do? You know what you should
do? Watch with the phone?
You should put that one on the same side, but it just be under the hoodie. So it just looks
like
one. So it looks like one day you just do this.
I meant to take one of them off. I did not mean to come here.
It's giving Hustle Man.
It's definitely giving Hustle Man.
Apple Watch is cheap.
It's giving Hustle Man or a down south rapper. With the two watches on both hands, they just a little Memphis joint.
Oh, but, God.
I do want to seriously act one day.
You are seriously acting. Oh, what, like, role, what do you a serious
think
role?
What do you think? Like, what is your preferred serious role if you've thought about it? Civil rights leader?
No. I don't want to do that. I would do
that. You could be a good civil rights leader.
Why?
You got civil rights leader face.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You have activists.
Let my people go.
You got an activist. You got an activist beard.
Because I'm saying
it's a little patchy.
It's not a real beard. So
it's like as the black community is struggling.
It's facial. It's definitely facial.
No, it is.
The patchiest beard is in though.
No, what I'm trying to say it's like my people as a whole are struggling. And I'm working with y'all.
Patchy beards are in. I'm telling you.
For activists.
And
do you really want activists
vagina?
Patchy
beards are in. Ladies, tell them.
No.
Let's wait. We'll wait.
Patchy beards are in.
Where?
I don't think so.
Daniel Kaluuya got it.
He also has top billing.
and he don't sound like you.
Yeah, like he has an accent, not an R.
What's the nigga?
You about to say
Lakeith?
I don't think the patchy beard is working for him.
I'm just saying.
He looks like a well-dressed crackhead.
It's in, bro.
The patchy beard is in.
Yeah.
You've given me two people that... Like, give me somebody...
One don't count. The first one is not count. For. He has a British accent. Without the British accent, I don't think
in
the patchy beard works.
Top billing. We're forgetting that.
Yeah, facts.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm just...
He was Queen and Slim.
Yeah, they had the height, and they got patchy beard. So that's where I'm looking. I'm like,
So... Is it the success that's really working, or is it the patchy beard? Because they didn't have patchy beards on the way up. They got there, was like, man, like literally, Daniel was like, man, fuck this, man.
All right, so maybe,
bro, fuck this, bro.
I can let it go.
Okay, so I'm wearing a patchy beard too early.
Yeah, too early.
Okay.
Not if you get into activism. Like,
if you start activism.
I don't want to be
If you start protesting.
What would your agenda be?
If I was an activist?
If you was an activist, what would your agenda be? Pussy eaters.
Facts.
Pussy eaters
anonymous.
We need respect.
They only think of us only eating pussy. We can do more.
We can fuck too.
Pussy eaters. You know that myth of you got to eat pussy to grow a beard. That's what I was stand on.
Like, okay.
It's a myth.
You hear?
Eat pussy because you want to.
Okay. Not because the beard's going to go.
Were you eating the butt?
Not until I got older.
That's what age? What age did you eat the butt?
I started eating butt. No, I wouldn't say here.
And you was eating butt in Philly.
Like that is dangerous.
You definitely ate butt in Philly.
Yeah, I've eaten butt in Philly. Like 25, I started eating butt.
Okay.
25?
Yeah.
That was kind of early.
Yeah.
I was early butt eating. I didn't start eating butt till 11.
His face is disgusted.
Yeah, you don't eat butt? All right. I know.
What age we start eating butt in here?
I was 20. Whoa, shit. Oh, Lord. Don't even talk over there. I know you a strong butt.
You know the Haitian. Look, you know the Haitian
breaking
community.
Breaking the curds. Look, strong nigga breaking curds.
Just thinking about eating butt. But yeah.
I didn't start eating butt till like 32.
I started
now.
Eating butt as an apology.
I ate butt as a mistake at first, and then it was like, ooh.
Y'all niggas love saying it was a mistake. It was never a mistake.
I don't say it was a mistake.
The whole is so completely different.
It wasn't a mistake, but it was like an attempt to try something new.
I knew what I was doing.
A mistake
doing.
And an attempt to try something new are two completely different.
It depends on the sentence. It depends on what you're doing.
All right, so since we're here.
I didn't say the age I started eating butt.
No, you didn't, but.
You said 32.
No, I'm 32.
Oh, okay.
I've been in the butt eating game a couple years
10
now.
10 years or better?
Nah. He's wilding. He can say 21. I was not eating butt at 21.
I was like 24, 25.
You was married, though. Yeah, you had to do a lot of shit.
I was apologizing.
Me, I probably started eating, but like...
I had to envision it,
27, 28 is when I acknowledged I eat butt.
So it was happening before you acknowledged it?
No.
You were just eating butt acknowledging it?
No. I was just bypassing that. Like, oh, no, I'm not doing that. But now it's like...
You know what? It really started getting childish because I would be down in that little middle area.
Shit just looking at you.
And I'm like, I might as well just go.
Might as well just go.
Yeah,
just
go. I never overthought eating butt. Like, I knew I was going to eat butt going in.
You threw
in.
The Lambo doors up or you flipped over?
I flipped over.
Oh, you panoramic.
Eating booty from the back is by far the greatest.
That's the only way it's supposed to happen, honestly.
Yeah. Throwing the legs up is you freaky. Because it's really like...
I throw the Lambo up.
You really got to be strong to hold it up.
You don't got
to
be strong. You just got to get your thumb underneath that butt.
I used to start there.
That open butt it up. Bone.
Okay.
If you could get the...
You stand... Not start eating butt. What I'm saying is start eating pussy from the back. Like, you, girl... Stay, like
That's
say,
dangerous.
Say a girl over here now. She, you're going to get pink eye. Boop, bend over. Start eating pussy from the back.
And you then you either going to get pink eye or you're going to give her a yeast
infection.
You're
right there. Yeah, you're right there. I get that.
That's why I don't like eating it from the back.
You ever eat it from the side?
Now that, sir.
When they own it, they open the legs like this.
It's like a real little burger.
Yeah, it's like a little, it's definitely like a little fur
especially
burger.
Especially if you use your hands. If you use your hands,
like,
see,
like a little quarter pound
that's
of cheese.
I'm about to give all the fellas a cheat code. You can massage the outer lips while eating pussy if you turn to the side.
Oh, no.
They love that shit.
They love that. You got to
open it. Eat it like a little
burger.
You
got to open it up with the fingers.
You open it up with the fingers if she's this way. But when you turn on the side, you eat like a little burger.
Hey.
And no, it looks like a little, what's the little shit that you, what's the little shit that the white people
eat?
Macaroon. That's the best looking pussy right there. I'll tell you that right now. Macaroon. If it looked like a little macaroon, do you need a picture of macaroon?
No, I can picture it.
He used to be fat. You know what a macaroon
But I didn't
look
fuck
like.
With
even fuck with macaroons. That's what I said. That's a white nigga dessert.
Yeah, he was so disrespectful. I didn't fuck with macaroons.
That's a white person dessert.
I still don't
eat macaroons. Only macaroon I eat is the pussy that look like one.
There you go.
All right, let's pay some bills. This episode is brought to you by Pepsi. That's right, Pepsi. I remember my first time going to an HBCU football game. Shout out to North Carolina A&T. It was one of the most memorable experiences of my life. I'm telling y'all, I got a chance to watch the HBCU team and the band bring so much excitement to the stadium. Completely packed with fans. I'm talking about moms, grandmas, dads, uncles, alumni. Everyone was there. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And the best part about it is that Pepsi is a proud supporter of HBCU students on and off the field. Pepsi and HBCUs. That's what I like.
Do y'all fuck with this Rose shit? I was having a conversation with a young lady.
I'm going to back it out. I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to back it out.
Hold on. What?
The Rose. The little Rose toy.
I've never.
It's like sweeping the nation.
But I heard
it's two pandemics.
But I've gotten mixed reviews from females. I've got mixed reviews.
I was just talking about this shit with somebody.
Weezy says she hates it.
Weezy's a hoe. Like she identifies as a hoe.
She a hoe.
So like there's just certain, like I think the toy, like a toy like just, the Rose are for like regular
rookies,
girls. Girls that are not okay with being a hoe.
That's where you start in that space. You start with the Rose.
Call this girl a hoe.
We didn't catch. Her podcast is called Horrible Decisions.
She says,
"Hey, I'm a whore."
That's our homegirl.
Emphasis on the hoe.
No, because you stopped and then he said.
But because I wanted to lead with self-identify.
I want to ask her.
You know,
if it's
you gotta be. Even
Rose
though I'm problematic,
thing is, I'm thinking about. You know, I want one
for yourself.
No, not for myself. For you know, young lady.
Why don't girls use the same sex tool? I'm recording right now. Is it cool if I call you a hoe?
Wait, hey, we can't call you a hoe?
Not the guess.
In a great regard. We're talking about that flower, that rose. See, my friend.
Hello. I defended you.
We're talking about the rose, and I was like, Weezy said it was trash.
Activist beard.
I'm trying to get some pussy.
So we were saying that shit is probably five for beginners in this world of sex.
That's why I want to be an activist. I think the niggas is off some niggas.
Activist. I know.
You want to be
famous?
See, look, we good.
I know we were.
We good. I know he was
good. You had to just explain it to her.
I'll be honest with you. The issue with the rose was that I don't think it was a beginner thing. It wasn't penetrative.
Mm-hmm.
I told you she needs.
It looked
penetration.
Weird. It looked just
that
like it
is
looked,
for
it
the.
Wow.
They got a tongue on
That's
it,
for the beginners.
Oh,
that's for the
okay.
ones that don't you know that don't
she
know what they're
it?
Doing. Oh yeah, she used it. Her review. Look,
she said it's right here. Oh shit!
Look, her review on it was trash. That thing.
I hope you put that. I hope you put that in the dishwasher.
That shit is moving and grooving.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Can you do that with your tongue?
Oh.
But I think I can.
Think I can.
But this is the thing though. Like, I
want to
get
fat.
See.
All right, we can hang up now. We can hang up now.
Oh, yeah, let her talk. Thank, that's good.
Thanks, said, Weezy. Like bye. This.
Tell her I'm TSA back.
Yeah, so that was my whole friend. And she said it was whack.
I told you.
So I think this is the beginning
toy. Like I said, I think these are for beginner toys. Beginner women toys. Who don't, you know, women who are not like, women who still hide that they use toys.
Okay. That's something you could really just, you can hide in. Oh, what is this?
My boyfriend coming over. Like, I might get in an argument.
I don't like women that hide toys. I don't like that.
Nah, but you might, hey, she might show you too many toys. You might just.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If it's too many toys. Then
she
I'm
probably
like,
has a whole closet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, he's at the arsenal.
Yeah, like a duffel bag.
Okay, that was like, you know, when
Rambo, you know, when Rambo goes to his collection, it's like, mm-hmm. And it's like ARs everywhere.
You ever that's seen the movie with so where they was wearing the suits and like Brent? They were what was the shit? And they had like the, they were
too many toys would freak me out.
What was that shit? And they walked in, they got the suits made and had like weapons in it and shit like that. You know exactly what I'm talking
about.
In black? Nah, he's the white boy. But it was
Deadpool?
Nah.
Expect the Gadget.
It'll come back to me. But he walked in to get his suit tailored up, and they put the
Kingsman.
Kingsman. It's like that. All the guns, you walk in there, it's wild crazy.
Yeah, that's how it is with Weezy and toys.
She has toys for days.
Too many toys is crazy.
Yeah, like a box full of toys, like, bitch, let me go home. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Because I can't do all that.
But it is cute when a girl try to hide her toy.
Yeah, like,
oh my God, you can't see it. I want to say it's crazy. A lot of guys are scared for a girl to bring a toy to the bedroom.
Not going to lie to you. I just got comfortable
with it. And when I say that, I don't mean like she's bringing a dildo in. I don't mean nothing like that. I mean like a little vibrator and shit like that. Cool. I'm cool with that shit. Look, if this is going to make you come a little faster, then I'm all for it.
Can we be transparent?
I'm all for it.
I used to I used to be upset. Exactly. If a girl like played with herself while we was fucking, I'm like, bitch, I don't need no money.
And so imagine how most men in the world.
I used to be so fucking mad. I can see that.
There's so many men that's like, yo, can I bring a toy? And they'd be like, oh, why would you? I'm all the toy you need. And it's like, yo, my man.
Now,
listen to her.
As an adult?
Listen to her.
As an adult?
Yeah.
You like, oh, yeah. Because I want you to have the best.
I've been a little nervous to suggest lube.
No. It's needed sometimes.
It is needed, but some women are be like, what? It's the same thing with.
Tell
with
her
the
to
toy.
Grow the fuck up. Dog. Tell her to stop being immature. Stop being a kid.
No, I ain't never ran into that.
Most girls I know, I'd be like, yo, you got lube? I'd be like, damn, I got something.
Do they catch attitudes?
Nah, girls be like, oh, dang, I forgot at the crib. I don't have none here. Damn, I just ran out. It's like, yo, you can't tell me you're always just as wet as you want to be.
I think it's a, never mind. I was about to Philly shit on Philly
women.
I was about to shit on Philly women, but I think it's a
Philly thing. It's a Philly thing. Yeah. It's probably not just
not a Philly thing,
but it happens in Philly.
What you really want to say?
It's not just a Philly thing, but it happens in Philly. Wow, he's wilding. He's
fuck these dry
Philly women
pussy
get fight. Philly women will fuck
then why you,
up. You
keep talking about their dry ass vagina?
Those roses fuck with them. They like them roses. Niggas never gave them to them.
Reggie said they broke the rose. The rose are fuck it. Sound like they was licking concrete.
That rose, she can't be the only one that has that. I've heard great things about the
but
rose.
This is what I'm saying. I know this woman right here is
she's well invested
in the toys, and she'll be like, yo, this toy is, if I'd have been like, yo, but what toy is popping? She can be like, yo, this is the one that's fire, rather than this is the one. Now, I was very surprised. She just did the a review yesterday. That's why I called her. And she was like,
she did
a review on that. She was like, yo, y'all been raving about this, so I went and got
she
one.
She got like a page set up?
No, she didn't show you.
Oh, okay.
But she just told you it wasn't it.
Okay.
And it was like, it just didn't do it for her. Word. And I tend to trust this lady when it comes to those.
When it comes to whole shit, I definitely trust
her. I trust her.
Y'all get into OnlyFans at all?
What do you mean, using?
I was put on OnlyFans once.
Brought a page.
No. I don't even
bought one? I did one. Yeah. It was like $6. And I wanted to see this girl.
Yeah, me too.
And I knew the girl, and I was like, yo, and she was like, pay $6. I was like, damn, I'll pay
$6. Like OnlyFans.
And then when I got the $6 and I paid, I was like,
you said it's more intimate?
I think it's more intimate than porn.
It is, because it's not free.
Yeah.
And these bitches is regular.
The girl next door that lives next to you be on that shit.
Next door to me?
No, I'm saying anywhere can be on OnlyFans.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's more intimate.
I remember when OnlyFans first came out.
That
and
could be considered
I knew
cheating.
A girl. I didn't really know her, but no, I knew her. I knew
that
her.
Could be considered cheating.
I knew a girl.
I don't know. It's something about money exchange that turns me on.
It's easy.
I
know this girl.
That is a bomb.
I'm going to tell this. Look, yeah.
That is a fucking bomb.
I know this girl. This is when OnlyFans first got.
Do not
got.
Use that on stage. What happened, right?
OnlyFans just got going.
Oh, you're talking about
in our world. Mm-hmm. And I knew a girl. Like, we knew each other from, like, Instagram, but we met before, like, running into each other, whatever. And I hit her like, yo.
Your OnlyFans busting?
Your OnlyFans crazy. She tried to deny. I don't have an OnlyFans. What are you talking? I said, yo, I'm clearly looking at you. Giving
probably
head.
A safety
like,
thing.
I'm literally looking at this shit. Like, you don't have to. It's fire. I didn't block. To this day, I'm just blocked. I'm just blocked. Because
you supposed to just tip.
Nah, but at this time, this is when it was early, so she's probably thinking. Like,
so you didn't know how to maneuver.
I didn't know
how to.
I'm just like, yo. But yeah. I'm thinking like, yo, you got your shit. Like, and I didn't pay for it. It was like one of those joints where they, you know, niggas on Reddit or something sending you the whole shit. So I'm like, oh, her?
Oh, damn.
So it was probably like, she didn't think it was there yet, but it was there. Mm. And she was very upset. And she blocked me to this day. I'm very upset at that. But OnlyFans probably crowing crazy now.
Yeah, no, I don't. But, I think OnlyFans way, like, I don't even watch porn. So
me neither.
To jump into OnlyFans, I feel like.
Yeah, me neither.
That's a relationship.
Nah, Philly niggas watch porn.
You don't watch
sure.
porn, but you have an OnlyFans.
I said I did. I was supporting.
The jump is crazy.
You're supporting some friends? I was supporting, some local artists?
Wait, why we don't watch porn on here?
We just don't.
I'd rather watch movies that I've made.
Right. So that's
I don't watch porn.
I'd rather watch my shit than.
I did learn how to kiss off of soap operas, though.
You watch soap operas?
Growing up, yeah. One Life to Live was fire.
See what I'm saying?
All my children like was fire.
He likes all my children. I mean, that sounded crazy.
That's nuts.
He likes porn. He likes
soaps.
Soap.
Just like soap.
I just
that
got
sounded
it.
Crazy.
That was crazy.
Wow. All
right.
But it's okay. It's all right.
It's no judgment.
This is a no porn pocket. Y'all watch porn.
You guys
watch porn. Mac's
a nasty
porn.
Nigga.
Mac watches porn.
All right, cool.
Mac
cool,
watches
cool.
porn.
You had your booty ache?
Huh?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Where are we at? Are we good on time?
I did. I have.
All right, cool. I have too.
There we go. See, you only need like somebody to say yes with you.
Yeah, I just needed.
You thought we were gonna be like, nah, you yeah, nah, yeah, nah, yeah. Nah, nah,
I was gonna single
nah,
me
nah,
out.
Nah, 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 nah. It just happened.
I was gonna lie.
It's fucking high school.
Everybody here.
He's such a bitch.
Nigga said, "That's how you say." He said, "Everybody in this room."
I need everybody. Definitely my brother.
Yeah. Yo, Zeus,
punch. You got the balloon not punched?
Yes. Yes, man.
Punch, you got your ass ate?
Zeus. You was young. You was getting your ass ate young? Oh, nah, 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 nah. If you got your ass ate young, you a different kind of freak.
Same.
And so after that, it only happened once?
Yeah.
Grow up. Fucking grow
Wait, so
up.
You have multiple tongues in your ass?
Multiple tongues. I don't like penetration in my ass.
It's dope, man.
I don't like
touch your ass.
I don't like shit
I
in
like
my
used
ass.
To say what's penetration?
I had like three tongues swipe my ass.
You niggas a horse.
Yeah, a little swipe. Little
you
swipe
niggas
swipe.
A horse.
And the last time it happened, I didn't even ask. She's just kind of.
Did you scoop? Scoop? You scooped
nope.
up?
Nope. He got Lambo
oh,
doing
they threw the,
got
they
Lambo,
threw the legs
yeah.
up.
He should have
I ain't like, I'll say
punch they threw the Lambos?
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
here. You admitted it on the podcast.
We here
what
now.
What you talking about? So you gonna lie right now in front of the real niggas?
This is why we put the camera right behind you because it shows the audience. Now, like, no, I'm just saying.
Punch, they threw the Lambos up?
You did a scoot? Scoot it up. Scoot, that's what I do. I don't remember. You passed out. Niggas like, oh.
I
woke up like,
I don't remember.
She threw the water in his face like, wake up.
My husband's on the way home.
Now I know.
Oh, he definitely got he got on the ACGs. He had that ACG. With
nigga
the
said,
ACGs on.
Nigga put the boots on the
you know
table.
She said, watch out.
Mouse, you have
in my
right?
life. Never.
It might change. It might change your life.
No, it will. But it won't.
For the better.
Because it will never happen.
All right. Like, listen, all I'm trying to say is
that's why
you never know until you try. You never know until you try.
Well, I won't know. And I'm okay
with
that.
What's wrong with it? It's nothing.
Nothing wrong. It's just my butt. And I don't want my butt to touch. Like, mm-mm.
Okay.
You no.
Like I said, no penetration, but
I don't really like
scoot it up.
I don't even really like women. Like, You know,
you don't like the like Gucci?
So
if you like, if look, yeah. That's like saying like,
fuck my Gucci.
You like regular movies?
try to IMAX. But I'm not going to 4DX.
Yeah, no. You don't need all that.
I don't need 4DX.
You good?
My butthole.
Have you
4DX.
Ever did 4DX?
No.
You've never seen a 4DX movie?
Oh yeah, Captain Marvel. It wasn't worth it.
You ever gone to the?
Stop moving your finger like
you
that.
You ever gone to?
Stop moving your finger like that.
You ever go to like Universal Studios?
Yes, actually.
You ever did like the simulations?
Time. Yes, yo, the Avatar ride was fire.
How does this
did
get
they,
back
did like water hit your foot?
Make this make sense. How does water hit my foot?
I'm just trying. You said you liked it.
I don't even like bidets.
I never tried a bidet.
Yeah. I don't even like, but I do like wipes. Wipes? Oh my God.
Change so imagine game. Imagine somebody controlling the wipe. He like, God damn, I don't gotta do it myself.
Nigga said,
I don't gotta do it myself.
I'm throwing out all these wipes tonight.
Wait, a chick never asked you, hey, you want me to lick your ass?
Yeah.
Or
I never spoke to her again in my life.
See, they just supposed to do it.
No. Chicks don't ask me.
Yeah, I've never been asked.
I kind of give them the nudge. Like,
only
I'm comfy.
The front. So, like, I'm shaved bald the front.
Yeah, I never shaved my ass.
The gooch in back.
That's but also I'll be wondering this is what I
so that's
you,
why I'm like,
thank you for thank you for bringing that up. I've never shaved my ass.
So it's like, me what neither. Are y'all
so
doing back
32
there?
32 years of, but I'm not a hairy person. So me I don't neither. Think
I'm hairy as shit.
You probably, your shit probably got my, a little,
it's crazy.
A little afro
so
back
yeah,
there.
So it's, if you try and put your tongue back there, you're nasty.
But they, she's supposed to just do
your
it.
Your shit look like the Chicago mayor.
Here go. Mayor Lightfoot, what you just did?
Wanda Sykes.
I
went as soon as he said it, I was like, aw. Next time she watched that, she's gonna think of ass.
It's like, I heard you. Yo, I heard that little so podcast. That's like,
you scared of just violating somebody. You're not less scared of what's gonna happen.
No,
you scared
I'm
of like.
No, I don't give a fuck about them. That you
it's
made
about you.
This is your decision. I care about me. And I don't want your decision to encroach on my decision.
You're gonna try one day.
No, I'm not.
You are.
I've never drank. I've never smoked. I've never had
you
my
never
ass
drink.
And these things are never changing in my life.
If a girl does it, you're not going to say stop. Put it like that.
I'm going to punch you on top of her head.
until you don't.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Nigga, like this.
The first time I got my ass hit, it just happened. It just happened.
Yo,
man.
Nigga about to hit her head. Nigga like this. Stop.
Yeah, like that
put
shit.
Put the leg down, Ryan. Put the fucking leg down.
She going to start shaking.
That shit.
There's nothing wrong.
I didn't say nothing is wrong.
Okay.
I don't judge anyone for it.
There's certain things I think are wrong.
Except,
I don't think that's wrong.
I only judge men for getting ass ate in the company of other men and no woke people. So okay. That way it's still fun.
I say this. What's wrong is if you get your ass ate from the back.
Yeah, that's
that's
crazy.
Wrong. That is
that
wrong.
Is crazy.
That's wrong.
That's wrong.
Yeah, that doesn't even make any sense.
That's
no,
like,
no, no,
like
no,
the
no,
most
no,
right.
No,
that's like if you eat
up,
pussy with your ass up.
Huh?
Oh, I do.
Wait,
you
what?
Eat pussy with your ass up?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with that?
Cause sometimes the bed, you know it. Sometimes the bitch don't got a headboard.
That's not for me.
So it's,
I'm more of a sniper kind of guy.
You never ate pussy like on your knees and she on the bed.
Yeah, like come on, bro.
No, but I'm talking about you're on fours.
Not by choice.
You're on fours and you're eating pussy. That's what I mean by ass up.
No,
but I mean you're on your
knees
and you're lifting her up. I'm talking about
in sniper position, but because I'm at the end of the bed, I kind of got to get
on my knees.
See what I'm saying?
That'd be wild.
But like to be on all fours,
if you're on all fours with your ass up, it's nuts.
Unless she asked for it, I would.
So she asked you to eat pussy on all fours. You with it? I'd be scared. She's had somebody in the closet.
I gotta do it against the wall.
I'd be scared. I'm
no,
like, why do I have to be? Why my ass gotta be up?
No, we gotta do it.
I don't
against
want
the
my
wall.
Ass up at all. And you know what?
You had the Lambo doors, bro.
No. I'm talking. He was talking about standing up.
You don't have
turn
to lift your legs. You got. He's about to relift his legs.
My butt crack is very low. I don't even think a girl would eat my ass from the back. I got a low butt crack. And insecure,
have to be in there, lay down.
Insecure had showed that. So
it was, how uncomfortable were you with that? Like when they said you're getting a sex scene with Issa, you're like, yeah.
Well, first of all, they didn't even tell me that on the script. They don't tell you
about the sex.
You know you have a sex, but it said that I remember the character's name was Alicia. So I remember going asking people that watched Insecure at the time, yo, who's Alicia?
Alicia?
Who's Alicia? He was like, oh, it must be a new character. I didn't know it was Issa until I got to set.
Can I ask you a question to counter? Because we talked about this recently. Did you
get hard?
Mm-hmm.
Not the first.
How many takes?
We was there all day. But I only started getting hard when I got comfortable. When me and Issa was laughing and busting it up, and you know,
busting it up isn't the right.
Maybe yeah. Sorry. Maybe that wasn't the right terminology.
Talking, busting it up.
No. Don't.
You're talking. Yeah. We're naked, fucking busting it up.
No. We were talking.
Okay. Just speaking.
That's when you start chubbing up a little.
A little banter.
Yeah, a little banter. And I'm like, oh.
I told women make a nigga laugh, and our dick gonna get hard.
Yeah, like and we were already.
Was it like? Did she notice? Like, oh.
No, she definitely knows.
I mean, she noticed.
Did you feel like she was looking at your titties?
Nah. It was very professional. It was like, when they said
eyes
cut,
on eyes.
When they said cut, we put the robes on.
So you don't think she ever seen your titties?
Oh, she definitely. I was naked.
She saw your mans, for sure.
No, it's all taped up. It's down.
They taper to the leg or something?
You wear it's like this skin color shit.
I heard about that. Exactly. I heard it's uncomfortable.
It is a little uncomfortable. And you know, I got a little bit of hair on my ball, so it's like tape. So it tapes.
Oh, man.
It like goes, it's weird.
That's a lot.
And it hurts a little bit when you pull it off.
I'll tell you.
My goofy ass, though, I didn't wear, you know, I'd be wearing colognes. I didn't put on anything.
Dude, you just smelled like
regular. You smell like morning?
I just smelled like, I didn't stink, but I'm like, morning, I don't want to go on set and then, Issa be allergic to like my Dove deodorant or something. Like this was going through my mind.
You didn't wear no Philly scents?
I didn't wear shit.
No golden sands?
I didn't wear nothing. Shit until I got to set and I was like, I asked, I was like, you cool with it? And she's like, yeah, nigga, like. I didn't wear anything. I'm an idiot.
No sandalwood on the beard.
Nothing, bro. Nah. I didn't even have the beard. This patchy what? Shit was gone.
Yeah, it was gone. It wasn't there.
I was just like, to know what beard.
All right, I don't have a beard, but I'm telling you, the patchy.
Facial hair.
Yeah. Pubes. I don't know. Whatever you want to call
it. I wouldn't disrespect you like that, but it's definitely facial hair. And the fact that you let it grow a little over the lip, it's giving you very much activist.
You had the brick.
You really think about this?
You was busting it up.
The pussy panthers.
Issa's dope.
There's a gate. I'm telling you, you're leaving it wide open.
What?
Activist market.
I'm not going to activists. I think some activists, I'll use it, like you said, activists get a lot of pussy, right?
You're going to use it to get pussy.
Yeah, that's and then it. When they and get, I'm not going to forget the nitty gritty.
But if your call's eating pussy.
Ooh. Oh, if I make a, okay, you're saying if I'm, I thought you was talking about like some other
you
shit.
You should be an activist to empower young men to eat pussy earlier.
No.
Go into these high schools and tell these kids.
Go to these schools and sit them down and be like, yo, look, don't be scared of that cat. Because I'll be real. Growing up, I was scared to eat pussy, bro.
I can see
I don't want to do
that. He's looking at how much he wants to joke with us, but he's looking at the money walk out the door.
Like, I didn't think about money.
You can pay for it, too.
I'm thinking about this pussy activist shit y'all talking about.
It's the move.
It's a thing.
Have you ever heard of one?
A pussy activist?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Exactly.
First is gone.
Maybe it's a sketch somewhere. I don't know.
No, it's the sketch of your life.
I think a sketch can turn into reality.
All right. Well, we'll see.
If you miss out on this, I don't want to hear complaints.
I will be an activist, but.
What would your thing be?
What would your agenda be, Ryan?
Give it back to me on that. I don't know yet. That's a good
dating?
One. No. It'd have to be something geared to dating, but it'd be something specific, like cooking. Like, why ain't you cooking no more? Like,
oh, misogyny.
No. Because I cook too. So it's
your
like
your family owns a restaurant.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
I listen to it.
That's a part. See what I'm saying? It had to be something like geared towards me that other men and women would be like, because my thing won't just be geared towards men. It'd be everybody. Like, aren't you sick of that man who comes, he wants to have sex, but he doesn't cook for you or that type of shit.
You sound like a hater.
No. It's going to get me more.
He'd be dropping a little dirty.
So you're dirty macking? That would be your activism?
No.
It's just widespread dirty macking?
Why wouldn't you cook for yourself?
I would cook for me. I'm not cooking for her.
Why not?
What's wrong with that?
I can't cook.
Oh, okay.
See, that's different. But then that turns into a whole situation of, if your man won't cook, let's take him to cooking class. See? And we fighting for that. I'm fighting for those rights. Everybody should know how to take care of themselves. Some people don't.
I'm not going to cooking class.
Why not?
Because of YouTube.
No.
You don't have to be, you don't got to be in the room looking like an idiot.
No, but that, yo, I had an ex-lady of mine, and we went to a, it was like a baking.
What's the difference between a girl and a lady?
ex-girl
like
of mine.
No, I'm just asking. Like, I don't know. Like,
it was just my terminology. It was just my terminology. And we went and we baked a cake together. Like, we went to a cake making class. It was amazing.
But your girl, she don't get cake baking. Just the lady.
My girl lady. Everything. She got
You know
it.
What? That's kind of fire.
And it was fire. Imagine a cooking
I've
class.
Where some, you know, I listen to my... He be serious.
Yo, you can learn.
That's good. That's great.
Yo, they like that. We like that. We just don't want to show that we like that, but they love that.
I want to learn. I always said on this podcast most of the time, my fantasy is my woman showing me how to cook. Like being
That's
in
what
the
I'm
kitchen,
saying, bro.
Teaching me how to cook.
Cook what, though?
I don't care, because I'm going to have sex with like, you in the midst of it.
Like during the pandemic, I got really into steaks. From YouTube, watching YouTubes, I was going to the butcher,
And you just letting people eat your ass after you eat steak.
Well,
asshole tastes just like a pig.
No.
So much zinc.
The ass eating, it has gaps in between.
He said, if I ate a steak, not today, baby.
Yeah, it's like, I only, probably 3 to 4 times I got my ass swiped.
It's called eating. Don't try and make it less. Don't try and make it less.
Swipe. You said 3 to 4 times?
3 to 4 times in my life. So it's very.
So it's just one swipe?
No,
it go to town.
Yeah.
So look, exactly. So he's over here trying to murder and swipe. No. She ate your butt.
It was my terminology.
That's what he wants to call it.
Yeah.
See, as an activist,
yo, it's so
you don't care about that.
Why it's so hot in here? Because we talk about eating ass. No, it's really hot in here.
It definitely just, I just felt the gust of hot wind.
Yeah, like, what's up, boy?
It did. It was because of hot wind, but it's probably because we're talking about ass eating.
This nigga letting people eat his ass and eating steak all day.
I don't know. You know what? As a new actor, I don't know if I should be talking
you know
about
if this is good. Yes. Yo, bro. Bro, you're a comedian.
I'll never get a serious role talking about eating ass.
You already said you typecasted.
Well, you already
typecasted.
So now not only
now they know that now they know you asked you could definitely be the guy that eats pussy all right. You know?
Someone who eats ass should be considered a serious actor.
Yeah.
Because you have to act like you enjoy it.
Facts.
It don't taste like anything.
You don't enjoy eating ass?
It don't taste like anything.
But it's not about you.
And no, it's about her. So like you're like, ugh.
I'd be an activist.
Y'all make noise when y'all eat ass?
I'd be an activist of pleasuring women.
Don't you like when you eating pussy, but you do that, and then you go to ass, and then you hear that, whoo, like a little surprise.
Gust of wind.
I blow. I blow.
Just that.
And they be fucking squirting.
Looking at you like this.
It's like you're fucking.
That one eye like this.
That bitch's spine is about to jump out.
But that ooh is like, lets her know that, like, it lets you know that she was not expecting.
She wasn't.
Whatever was coming next, she didn't expect that.
She didn't expect it.
She didn't expect
that. So do you go right for the tongue and the ass, or do you go for the finger first?
I go finger first.
Okay. You test the waters.
You put your pinky in?
Pinky? Thumb.
Oh.
But I'll eat pussy, you know, whatever, and then I go up. Upstairs and then you hear, I
Nigga
love
said,
that.
By the floor, up penthouse.
And then you can almost
going
feel
to the basement.
You can almost feel her move or change. Like, this thing is nasty. Like, you can feel that.
Yeah, somebody turn around and look at you like, you nasty,
you
nigga.
Nasty.
I'm like, don't call me that.
I'd be like,
do not call me that.
I'd be like, you like my response every time is, you like it.
Be like, so what are you?
Then they look at me and they be like this. You just turn back around. Go back to doing what you're doing, baby.
I'm not good at the talking.
I'm a talker.
I'm not good at responding.
Not good at talking.
Because I don't be hearing shit.
Yo.
So I'm like but I knew there was a question.
Yo,
so like,
huh? That hit a certain part of my heart right then. Because I don't.
I'm like, I could talk when need be. I'm a quiet guy.
I'm a talker.
If I don't know her and it's just a one.
I'm
like
a talker. I want to know.
One night stand.
I'm just talking.
I can go, you dirty bitch. But if I know
her. Punch her?
No, I don't punch. I just did that act out.
Zeus
cut
be
that
punching
out.
Bitches in the ribs.
He said, cut that out.
Zeus be punching bitches in the ribs.
Nah, that was him.
And I told Zeus, I said, you're going to jail.
Yeah, this was me. Was yeah.
But it's you talking.
Zeus was telling me what day. He was like, yeah, I was fucking. And I said, in a rib? He said, yeah. I said, don't ever tell nobody that again. You're going to jail. And here I am telling somebody about it 2 years later.
It's
the statute of limitations got to be up.
It's over. You good. It's over. He had enough sessions.
Why are you punching her?
I didn't mean to punch her in the ribs.
No, you didn't. He was hitting it. That was the active hitting it.
You know,
he wouldn't do that. That was active. I'm knocking it out.
But I'm not good at talking.
I miss it every time. Like, choke me. Huh? Oh, choke you.
Now I go for the choke first. But I'll be real with
it's
you.
It's like a sneaky
by
choke.
By the time we're having sex, I've already done like the, you know, I'm walking with her. I grab the back of her neck kind of hard. She'd be like, oh. I've already known that's going to go down.
Yeah, but that choking shit sometimes.
But you can't.
It gotta be the right.
First of all, you gotta
some
know
women
that
don't have they don't have a stop meter
because kids so like, grab it right here like, and bitch, they
dying.
Can't breathe.
Yeah, yeah,
you gotta go to the side. It gotta hit right there.
You
so
gotta
they
go
can breathe.
Side.
It's always embarrassing when you choking and then.
Like, oh,
Rich, how do you take the head off?
Every time I've gotten that, you ever got that text where you gotta?
Yeah, you got chill.
It fucking kills the mood. It's like, oh my god!
I tell you this. I have this one time.
From Brooklyn, she gonna punch you.
I had this one time where this girl was like, "Yo, smack me." I think I said this shit before.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yo," she was like, "Nah, smack me." So I smacked her. She's like, "Not harder." So I smacked. Her. Like it was like. Then she's like, "No harder." I was just like, and then she smacked the dog shit out of me.
Yeah, we
yeah I don't like
so hard like the
I
ring,
like
the ring in my
me.
Ear.
Yeah,
was
I don't
like
stuff done to me. The girl tried to choke me.
It hurt so bad.
It I don't like
hurt
that.
Me so me to this day. She smacked me twice and it hurt so. I was just like, yo, I couldn't hear nothing. Blurry eyes,
yeah,
water.
You can't
water.
Even say nothing as a
and like, she was so fired
no,
that it was
I
like,
stop. Get off.
Oh, you do that?
I told
I
her to chill.
Like,
I said, yo, chill.
I don't want to look like a bitch.
Nah, if you choke me, I'd be like, stop.
It wasn't really a choke. I didn't really tell her to chill. I just flipped over. Like, I'm like, yo, I know you can't smack
up.
Me from the back. I know you can't.
Nah, but then they do that shit where like they reach around and scratch your ass. Bitch, get off.
Yeah,
yeah
the nails?
I just kind of take
like when I had just got in shape the first time with juice, I'm like, bitch, don't scratch
first
my
time.
Ass. I just got these.
We on a road to recovery.
Yeah, we're on a road to recovery.
Yeah, I just let
but
it
But like
out.
When my body was together, like don't,
scratch,
come on, don't. I just got these.
I've had scars.
That's my trainer.
Oh, man,
your
I want
trainer.
A trainer.
Your trainer.
Right there. Right. That's your trainer.
Our trainer.
Where are y'all training?
Everywhere.
He got a gym right in Soho.
Everywhere.
And he has one at Elmont. Oh, you'll man. Probably be better at the Soho one.
Why?
Because it's a train right away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't want to go to Long Island. Ain't
no,
nothing
no,
for you
I
out
don't
there.
Go to Long Island. All
right. No
yeah,
one
I
want to
go.
Yeah, right there. Link.
Wait, is this who y'all was just working out with yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all him.
You yeah, he be looking like he playing though. He don't be looking like he get it in.
I just be laughing.
No, nah, but you be snapping.
Because I have to. He's my best friend.
Oh, okay.
So like he'll do shit and I'm like, I'm not going to violate.
Yo, when I come, I'm
me and Zeus work out. You're not here right now,
but me. But with me, and,
about you, but not
me
with
and
you.
Zeus work out.
Now it's me and Zeus work out. All right,
we bro. Go. We don't let the baggy hoodie. I wear the baggy hoodie just so I don't look like Zeus. You see, Zeus.
Nah, I'm pulling
Zeus
up.
Wanna.
I'm pulling up. I'm gonna come.
But it's
bullshit.
Not his fault. Ain't
I'm
no
gonna,
baggy
I'm
hoodie.
I'm not gonna bullshit. I Venmo you right now.
Nah, don't bullshit. I'm telling you.
We can go to my house and work out there too. I have a nice facility.
He does have a very nice facility at his building.
You all do this together this week.
You in Brooklyn or LA?
Brooklyn.
He right up the street.
Wow. I'm there too.
Damn.
We're here. Life is good.
But I'm here for like a week.
But I want you to stop traveling like a peasant.
I am traveling
before
like
we
a
leave.
Peasant.
I want you to stop traveling.
Yeah,
I gotta
change it up.
Like
once you stop traveling like a peasant, the amount of pussy you're gonna eat is gonna be at a higher degree.
Word.
He's not lying.
So what is it? What is the shit I gotta get?
You gotta find an airline you like.
Mm-hmm.
And just,
American Airlines is good.
Like okay,
okay. So
that's no, fine. Nice that. Cool. Now you good? You good? I fly American.
All right. This podcast is over.
Another. Look, listen,
yo, I should. I
they
should,
still
I,
have ashtrays.
I thought about it.
Yo, shut
wait,
the
so
fuck
what?
Up.
Wait, but I'm not a fancy flyer. So what's the shit?
No. You gotta. Everybody likes
American is garbage.
Because look, no,
wait, what do you fly?
Listen,
I only fly Delta.
Listen,
unless I either fly Delta.
Don't you
I
can't
fly Delta
listen to
time.
People that only been traveling for fucking.
But if I go,
24
if I'm
months,
going
bro.
To LA,
okay.
If I'm going to LA and like all the Delta ones are OD, I go jump blue.
But if you would have listened to our first episode,
okay.
on our podcast, it wasn't no traveling.
Didn't know none.
So what I'm trying to say is. Every airline, there's some. I know people that love Delta. I know people that hate Delta. I know people that love American. I know people that
you know
hate
who hate
American.
Delta. People who can't get Diamond, and that's the truth, girl.
I mean, there's a
and
class on
every.
So look, this,
and that is the
this
truth.
Is what I'm gonna say. Try them out.
Yeah.
See what you like.
What about
see what
Southwest?
Fits you. No, we're not gonna go there.
Really?
No, we're not gonna go there.
Oh, shit, I'm glad I didn't say that first.
Yeah. And Southwest,
you might as well. Have.
But also,
it
look
goes.
At, look
all right, what about Global Entry?
Yeah.
You should get it.
You should get it.
Get it?
I don't have it.
I have PreCheck.
Global Entry is better than PreCheck.
Global Entry is better than PreCheck because...
But neither one of y'all have it.
No,
he has
I have
PreCheck.
I don't have Global Entry.
And I mean,
Global Entry is just... If you have Global Entry, you don't need PreCheck.
You don't need PreCheck. If you have PreCheck, then you...
All right, I'm getting Global Entry. That's
number
one.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, get that.
It's fine. Do that. But then pick an airline you like. I wouldn't say pick JetBlue, even though JetBlue is nice. Don't pick JetBlue because they don't travel out the country.
Yeah, they don't.
They have a couple places out the country, but they're not where they...
They don't even really have a lot of flights.
Y'all niggas in this fancy flying shit cracks me up
but,
every time,
yo,
bro.
Yo, I'm Mosaic and did not even know it.
Yeah, I was.
Like, I got the email like your new Mosaic discount.
I have
like,
so many points just scattered all over. So my cheat code is my mom works for American, so I can fly American. That's why I understand.
That's why he didn't like us. That's why he didn't like me talking bad about.
No, but I've flown American and it's been American.
Yeah, he's definitely you was against Southwest.
It's just not for me.
Okay.
It's but like Spirit.
I've also been on a bad.
It's like Spirit?
I've been on a nasty.
I've never heard anybody say that.
I've been Southwest on a nasty like Delta first class seat too. Mm. Old.
Oh, y'all fly old first class
and brittle.
That's all I fly.
I'm not gonna say that's all I fly. I get there.
I'm not flying anything like
that. But he doesn't go far.
Yeah. I've only flew
where
first.
Where the fuck am I going?
Out the country.
Oh, I have something. Oh, yeah. I realized over the last 2 months, I realized there's a lot of things in this life that I've talked shit about that I'm just never going to experience.
There's different first
like the Maldives and I already been to Dubai, like, but going back, like
You're not going back to Dubai?
I'm not going anywhere that makes me sit down for 15 plus hours.
That's why. No. So you're not going to Africa?
Africa is the only exception.
Okay.
Africa is literally the only exception. But if the flight is more than 6 hours, mm-hmm. I'm not going.
But you got to also understand, like, on these flights, there's different kind of first class. There's the domestic first class. Mm-hmm. And then I can go on an American flight that takes me to Africa and I can have a whole room.
I went to Cartagena recently and I flew like a peasant.
Cartagena. Yeah. So you was getting pussy.
That's... Where's that?
Colombia.
Oh.
Yeah. So
you flew like a peasant to like another country?
It's okay.
Yes.
Because you didn't feel like when you got there, huh?
No, I didn't. But I flew.
But the truth, when you got back on that flight.
But it's not far. It's not a far. It's 2 hours from Miami.
Yeah. It was a short flight. It's like so 5-6 hours.
And the first class going there.
I'm
going to
tell you what made me so uncomfortable. I'm going to tell you what made me. Because at first I was like, oh, Comfort Plus, that's fine. Until.
That Delta One.
Well, duh. But what it was is, shout out to Rashad. So Rashad from what's his show? Damn, I feel like an idiot.
Earn Your Leisure.
Rashad from Earn Your Leisure. We ran into each other in Atlanta, coming back. We were both coming back from New York. So you ever run into somebody and you're on standby, but you're not on standby. You're only on standby because you missed your flight. And I was like, yeah. You know, you're like, oh, all right. And so I seen like the first class flights get called up, and like we're talking, and he walked away from me.
He dipped.
And I was like, oh, this will never happen again.
Yo.
Oh, this will never. And then, like, that weird situation where they're already on the flight. Y'all were just talking. They're already on the flight, and now I have to walk by you to keep going further back. That will never happen again.
Yo, I think I'm going through that now where people, and I've never had to go through this.
Oh, my God, you are insecure.
Yeah, like people that know me, or they'll see me, and I'll be flying like a peasant. And they'll walk by me and see me get on a flight and walk past. I'm like, I feel like this is the first time flying in history where I felt like a loser. I'm like, what the fuck? So I hear y'all talk this fly shit. I'm like, all right, I got to step my game up.
I purposely, and so when we were talking about activism, my thing would be keeping white people out of first class.
Why?
I never experienced racism unless it's at an airport. They never believe. I purposely fly 1A.
Okay.
So now like I'm diamond mm-hmm. and I'm 1A. So when they call me, you better get the fuck behind me because you're mm-hmm. not diamond and mm-hmm. you're definitely not 1A. So you need to get the fuck behind me. So now I'm on the flight and I get to look down on crackers as they get on the flight. Mm. I'm like, ugh.
I've only been in first class twice, but it is it's elite. But I was a nigga the first time. I was watching the movie. I'm laughing before the movie take off. We sitting there. I'm just laughing.
Mr. Conquest, would you like a drink? Would I?
Send them all.
Free? Is it free?
If you ask that question around me, I will never speak to you again.
What, is anything free?
If you ask, is it free?
Yeah, I'm cutting, you know, I'm still.
It's watching Mouse growth for me. It's like he didn't.
Because believe me, I would be the person who asked.
He was a greyhound bus kind of guy.
Yeah.
I have taken the
Chinese bus. You know what? Some of that stuff is still in me, too.
No, it's
I've taken the Chinese bus.
Don't ever. I've taken the Chinese bus once, and I would never.
You're missing out.
Once?
You're missing out.
First of all, I went far as shit.
You're missing out.
I went to Hampton. That was I'm not. Shit was leaking on. There happened to be the one time
the
I get on.
The Chinese bus is disgusting.
Look, the one time I get on this bus, it was raining on the way. You know, it just rains.
Yep.
And I see.
The water drips?
No, I see, like, on the roof of the water, get it, like, it's getting there.
Bro, I've seen
and it goes all the way, and it's just going. It's not dripping yet, and then it stops at my seat, and it should just.
You'd be fine. I love the Chinese bus.
First of all, that ride is like 8 hours,
I made a lot of money on the Chinese bus, so
yeah, I hate it.
Chinese never bus hear me talk saved me from it. Going back and forth to Philly.
Take the Mega.
I took the Mega, but I've...
You wanted the $6 holler.
Yep.
Now you get what you
Chinese
pay for.
Bus for like a good 2 years.
Southwest.
Yeah. Greyhound. Amtrak. You know Amtrak means?
Spirit.
Amtrak is
expensive. Amtrak is expensive.
Nah, not really.
Depends on where you're going.
Well,
depends on what class right. you're into.
What I was about to say.
They have classes.
Give me
Amtrak.
My room. I get a room. Thanks.
Well, give me a year. I'll get my...
You should be... you're right in Philly. So, I mean, unless you're driving, take the Amtrak.
Yeah.
You should have your Amtrak points up.
I'm talking about my flights and all that. Like,
so do you keep track of your points or you just get on a flight and go?
I just get on a flight and go.
No, I used to do that. I definitely used to do that.
Ryan told me, my shorty at the time told me, and then my tour manager.
Fly joints out with your points.
I mean, I just started.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, with no points.
You got
you're spending your own money when you can.
Every time you get it,
you get
15,000 miles, boom, pull up, boom, you good. See what I'm saying?
Okay. And this is how you do it. Oh, shit, we probably give this one away. It's fine. Here goes the thing. When you're flying out with your points, you fly them out on your points, let them upgrade their own ticket.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Don't get too fancy.
Give me a year.
Pay for the flight.
A year.
I'm gonna give you 6 months.
I'm giving you 6 months.
You know why I'm giving you 6 months? Because I believe in you, brother.
Okay. Well, 6 months.
On behalf fly
of
to
all,
LA.
On behalf of all the ass eaters,
you better be traveling.
I want to like fly to LA and get that insecure love. I didn't insecure. Never got.
Son, you can really get that love.
Can you imagine being at LA, being at the fucking JFK airport? Because LaGuardia is ghetto. I don't care what y'all say. Y'all are peasants.
It's better now.
I know it looks better. It's still peasant shit. Okay, there is no Delta One flights out of there. It's only at JFK.
See, I think that's nice. I think that airport is nice
now, nicer.
But you're calling it
it's the dumps.
A bougie flight guy like yourself is calling it.
It's the dumps, and anyone who says it isn't, they're new here.
All
right, but like I said, you imagine being at JFK about to get on your LAX flight, and they're like, "Oh my God, it's insecure, babe."
Take pictures.
It could.
Yeah.
And then they get on a flight, and you're in fucking 34E.
Girls will just stare like, he looks familiar.
Right, but they're really going to stare if you're in 34E.
So what? Put a hood on. And you got a mask.
Yeah.
Mask saves you.
That's another thing, yeah.
No, they know.
Mask saves you.
Fat ass eyes.
I know that fat nigga's eyes anywhere.
Then you really got to just be like, yo, I really work for TSA. Like you thought it was a joke.
It's my real job.
It's my real job.
I do want to get to LA and experience some of that. Because I didn't get none of that.
Because you're going to get, I'll tell you this. If you go to Hollywood, don't expect to love
You got to go to the hood.
You got to go to the hood. You just got to go to the black neighborhood.
Well, not the hood.
You just go to the black area. Like, I'll take you to some parties where they'll be like,
oh, shit. All right.
See what I'm saying?
While y'all set that up, Reggie's friends, Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
Let the people know where they can find you, what you got coming up next.
Instagram.
camera.
I do have a website, but I don't use it.
What's your website?
ReggieConquest@gmail.com. I mean, ReggieConquest.com. I just gave you my email.
If you want to book them,
book them.
A flight.
Season first. Season two of that Damn Michael Che is coming.
Yes.
And
I've watched season one too many times.
Yeah, season two.
I told him, I said that episode.
He said, I thought she was a crip.
More bourbon.
More bourbon.
Oh, my God.
Man,
yeah. That episode.
It got on the phone.
They said,
wait, gotta get a laugh.
Yeah. That episode, that more bourbon episode, had to fuck up some homes.
Absolutely. It was very honest.
Yeah,
so season two of that, season two of Paul's. I don't even know if I'm in it, but.
No, you in it, you in it.
We'll Paul, speak it into Paul, Sam J. Yeah.
Paul
with Sam J.
I saw her recently.
Like, rewatch
Paul's.
Everything. You gonna be in it. Insecure, Sam J. Paul's with Sam J. That Damn Michael Che season two coming. And Scream 5.
Say it again?
I make a little appearance in Scream 5.
Say it one more time.
I make a little appearance in Scream 5 that comes out next Friday.
You're now a legend.
You're a legend.
You're a legend. You have been Insecure, and you're in Scream. Black people don't love nothing more than scary movies and fucking Insecure. You're a legend.
And you got to speak into existence. Chocolate Sundays.
To be honest, I will do it.
It all pales in comparison. And you being
and I'm
going to
work out with your trainer.
Yep.
And hopefully lose some more weight.
Don't get too skinny though.
Well, I just want him to be.
I can see you getting.
I want him
brolic.
To lose enough weight.
He's like he can get brolic.
I want him to lose enough weight to where he doesn't have
see
to
him
wear
stand
two
up. You
watches.
See, you gonna see? What is it? Ectomorph.
No, I need to get to like. If I can get to like
I'll
2
be knowing
250.
Like 250, 240.
He said he was, I don't want you to be brolic, though. I don't want you to look like I don't want you to look like Brumman.
270, 275.
I want you to look like Brumman. Brumman was always too big to be funny.
Brumman?
Yeah, from the fifth floor. Like whenever I see him do comedy, I was like,
no, I don't want to get that. I want to lose weight.
Yeah.
I want to lose weight.
You want to wear some garments. Garments?
Yeah, because they don't make gallery department.
They don't make
you got an Apple Watch, right?
But, okay. Yeah, but why did you show your Fitbit?
Yeah, why'd you?
Why'd you show both watches?
Because I was gonna see if he had a Fitbit.
He can say,
too.
Yo, you got these.
Hey Chief.
Hey Chief.
Nah, I'm gonna come though. I'm gonna come.
Reggie, we appreciate you pulling up, brother.
Appreciate you having me, man.
You got all our support. You know
I'm a
that.
Fan. I've been a fan, so yeah, it feels good to be here.
That's great. Hey man. And you'll be back. Obviously. Yeah. You know, there's just certain friends of ours that just really work well with us. So
hey,
you'll
good.
Definitely be yeah. back.
Dope.
Maybe on an LA episode. We're not traveling like a peasant.
I'm gonna step it up.
We're gonna have an episode.
So global entry, I don't have to worry about that.
Go get it.
Just go get it.
Either, wait, but then you say something else?
I have pre-check.
So pre-check is under global entry.
Pre-check is for domestic.
I have none.
Oh, why?
I just
because he likes traveling like a madman. He likes having to get to the airport on time.
I'm so last minute.
I'm gonna get pre-checked.
Never on time.
Because global entry, you gotta wait 4 months.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I read about it.
To get a reservation.
Yeah, you gotta meet, yeah, wait
for
it.
It's worth it. Okay.
I mean, if you travel out the country, I don't travel out the country a lot, so
it's worth
but
it.
But boy, oh boy.
If you do.
Every time I come back in the country, I'm like, fuck, I should have got global entry. Yeah.
Okay.
It's easy to get out. Pre-check could get me out the country quick.
Mm.
Global entry, I got to sit in that fucking custom line. Facts. And it's like, bro, what the fuck is this?
All right, but
I only smuggled in some white Henny because I wanted to feel like El Chapo. All
right. I'm on it.
I buy white Henny in the Bahamas and be like, got white Henny on Instagram.
They buy it for me.
And they buy it
I hate
for $10 over.
I hate
really?
All
of it. Yeah, it's like $30. Extra, I charge $55.
Extra 10.
Jeez.
But yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate you. We'll be back next week.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.